Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm into my third week of teaching on financial stewardship, and I tell you, we've covered some really important things. You know, I am aware that there are people who get very offended when ministers, especially a radio television minister, goes to talking about money. I'm not saying that to apologize, but I'm just saying that I understand that there are people that have been hurt and offended in this area. I'm offended, amen, by some of the things. You know, I'm not going to give specifics because I'm not against any person. I am not anybody else's judge. But I recently, just last week, I watched a fundraiser by one of the Christian networks, and I was appalled. Boy, it really offended me. And I'm not here to criticize other people. Other people can do whatever they want to, but it was just manipulation. It was hype. It was carnal. It was selfish. It was wrong. There was things done wrong. I'm not talking about any person, individual. I'm not mentioning names. I'm not against a person. But I'm just saying it was wrong. And what really upset me isn't the fact that these ministers did this, because this has been going on forever, and I guess it will continue. But what really bothers me is it works. The body of Christ is so carnal that they fall for these things, that you send in $1,000 and this person's going to be saved. That's just wrong. And so anyway, I say that just to say that, you know what? I get offended at a lot of the tactics and stuff. But what do you do? Do you just ignore this area of finances? Do you not take the truths that are in the Word of God and operate in them, because there are people that abuse it? You know, there's other religions that pray, and it's totally wrong the way that they pray. It's just a religious calisthenic that they're going through. There's no genuineness to it. It's not contacting God. So do you quit praying because other people abuse prayer? There are other people that have abused healing and have manipulated people and have misrepresented and stuff. But do you quit operating in healing because of that? Sure, there are abuses in finances. But you know what? I'm telling you, it's important. And Jesus said in Luke 16:10 that if you can't be faithful in this area of your finances, you can't be faithful in anything. It's a beginning step. This is baby stuff. We need to learn these truths concerning finances. And I've been using the parable from Luke chapter 16 about this man who had stolen money from his master, but finally he began to recognize that he had better use his position, his power and influence that managing all of this money gave him, to affect his future. And he used that money to bribe people. Now, bribing is not a godly thing, but at least he was thinking about the future and recognizing that I better use this money to prepare for my future. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, verse 9, that the whole purpose of this parable was to teach you how to take money and use it to affect people in such a way that their life was changed, so that when you went into heaven, they would be lined up to thank you for sharing with them the gospel, telling them the truth about God and about His unconditional love. And this is what the Lord is saying. The highest use of your money is to touch people's lives. And then yesterday I was sharing out of Matthew chapter 6, because when you start talking about this, how you take your money and you put it first into the kingdom of God. Proverbs talks about honor the Lord with the first fruits of your increase. That didn't mean the last fruits. It means first fruits. The first thing you do is put God first. There's lots of people watching this program that don't even give on a regular basis. But then there's others that if you do give, it's after you pay off all of your bills, after everything is taken care of. And if there's some left over, then you're going to give to the Lord. That's not pleasing to the Lord. It says, honor the Lord with your first fruits. If you aren't giving Him the first fruits, you aren't honoring God. Amen. I can hear television sets all around the world clicking off right now, because you know what? Some of you aren't blessed by this, but I'm saying this to help you. I'm saying the Lord said, honor him. And I've talked to people by the thousands that come to me and say, well, I want to give. And I promise you, if I ever get any extra, I'm going to give. You know, another way of saying that is that I promise you, after all of my needs are taken care of and I don't have any other wants or any other desires, well, then I'll be glad to give to God what's left over. Hey, man, you wouldn't say it in those words, but that's exactly what it amounts to. Every person watching this program, for you to have a television set, you've got assets. You do have some money. You do have money flow through your hand. And it doesn't matter if you're in a foreign country. It doesn't matter if you're a third world country. If you have a television set, you have some money. And the Lord didn't put down a certain amount that every person has to give. That's the reason He uses percentages. You could take, I don't care if it's a dollar, if it's a rupee, if you're in India or, you know, whatever it is, the Rand, South Africa, whatever country you're living in, if you take that money and if you gave 10% of it, it doesn't matter how much it is. That's the reason He talked about a tithe, 10%. If you gave the first 10% to God, and if you didn't do it grudgingly or of necessity, but if you did it in faith and honored God, God would begin to start prospering you and your finances would begin to start improving supernaturally. That's what these verses says. It says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Some people spiritualize this and say, well, this is putting God first in prayer and Bible study. And, you know, I guess you can use this verse to say things like that. That's not a total misapplication. But if you take it in its context, Matthew chapter 6, especially from verse 19 all the way down through verse 34, is talking about money. He says, seek first the kingdom of God with your money. Put God first. Don't pay all of your expenses, and if there's something left over, then you'll pay your tithes, then you'll give. You give to God first. And I know that there's many people that are offended over this, and you're saying, boy, this is just wrong, but it's not. God is saying that if you will put Him first, then if you back up into all of these verses, all of these things, talking about what you eat, where you sleep, what you're clothed with, God will take care of you. You know, here's the truth. You're going to have to depend upon the Holy Spirit to help you to understand this, because this does not make sense to your natural mind. If you are carnal, it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you are just a carnal, natural person, and if you aren't being inspired and led by the Holy Spirit, what I'm about to say to you does not make sense. And you will think this is crazy. So you're going to have to depend on the Holy Spirit to get this. But money is important. Every one of us has to have money to survive. And so we have to spend time making a living, putting effort into things that produce a financial cash flow. There's nothing wrong with that. But God wants to be first in your life. I believe God hates this type of Christianity to where you give God 1 hour a week on Sunday, or you give Him a 15-minute devotion in the morning. And those things are better than nothing, but God wants to be everything to you. He doesn't want to be an add-on to your life. He doesn't want to be just a person that, you know, you are a religious person and on Sunday morning you dress up and you act holy and the rest of the week it's yours. And you just are as carnal and as ungodly as you can possibly be. I believe God hates the type of person that has a devotion and you just worship and praise God and cry and it's awesome for 15 minutes in the morning, and then through the day you're just as mean as a snake and you're selfish and you treat people badly. You lie, you cheat, you steal. God hates that hypocrisy. He wants a person that He's going to be in control of everything in your life. And since you spend a minimum of 40 hours a week making a living, and a lot of people spend a lot more time than that, but since you spend so much time, how is it that you recognize God as your source? How is it that you bring God into this work day? and you making a living? Well, it's real simple. The Lord just says, take everything that you get and give me 10%. Honor me. Trust me. Recognize that I'm the one that gave you your talents and abilities. I'm the one who caused you to be born in this nation in a prosperous time. I'm the one who gives you power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that. Well, it's easy to say, oh yeah, God, you're my source. But you know what? Faith without works is dead. You need to do something. How is it that you do it? You give Him the first fruits. You seek first the kingdom of God with your money. Before you take care of your needs, before you buy food for yourself, you give first and use this money to bless other people and to bless the kingdom of God. And if you do that, then God will supernaturally start taking care of your needs. You take care of God's kingdom, God will take care of your kingdom. And like I said, the natural man can't receive this. The natural man thinks, oh man, that's just silly. If I don't go out and work, I'm not going to get this money. It's me that produced this. But you know, the truth is, it's God who causes you to prosper. I just saw a video this morning of a man who came here to Bible school and he was giving God the glory and talking about how God is his source. And he said he got a job that paid $10 an hour. Within 2 weeks, he bumped him up to $11 an hour. Within 1 month, they bumped him up to $12 an hour. You know what? That's not normal. That's not natural. It's God who blesses you. It's God who gives you favor because this man was honoring God and putting God first. God will give you supernatural promotions. God will give you dividends and benefits. God will bless you. You know, I remember back when I was painting houses for a living. And it's a long story, but I grossly underbid painting this house because I had a poverty attitude and I was fearful about what people were going to think. So anyway, I had two friends. There was three of us that worked on this house for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. We scraped this house. We caulked it. We did everything. We painted it. 3 weeks worth of work. We drove back and forth 30 miles one way per day, and we bid that house for $100-something. That wasn't including the paint. The owner of the house bought the materials, but our profit was $130. Three people for 3 weeks. It was pitiful. But you know what? During that period of time, I was putting God first and honoring God, and I realized I made a mistake. And you know what? I decided, praise God, the Lord is my source, and I'll go on. And when it came time to go in and get our pay for finishing that house, did you know the man sat down and he says, how are you making your expenses on this? And I said, well, we really aren't. I said, I misbid this house. And he says, well, what do you want? And I didn't even tell him. I said, look, we misbid. I said, I'm a man of my word. We promised you we'd do it for this, and that's what we'll do it for. Do you know that man had already written out the check? He tore it up and sat down. I forget now what he gave us, but he gave us $1,000 or something. He gave us over, seven times what we had agreed to paint his house for, and he just tore it up and gave me like 7 or 8 times as much money as what we had agreed for. You know what? That kind of stuff isn't natural. God blessed me, even in my ignorance, even with my poverty attitude and stuff. God blessed me. I can promise you that when you put first the kingdom of God, even if you aren't the sharpest knife in the drawer, even if you do stupid things like what I did, you know what? God will bless you. God will give you promotions. God will give you connections. Things will work. And I know that there are some of you thinking, this is just silly. It does not work that way. Well, don't wake me up because this is how I'm living. I'm telling you, God has taken care of me. Here we are in this ministry. I have given away, we quit counting, but I know it's over 10 million cassette tapes, CDs, books, DVDs. Over 10 million of those things. And if you figure it, $5 a pop, which you know some of our books are $14 and other things and DVDs, but if you just figured $5 a pop, that would be over $50 million worth of materials I've given away. Over 50% of the people who contact us on a daily basis don't send a penny, and we go ahead and provide them with free materials. You know what? In the natural, this just doesn't work. People would say, that can't work. And yet God has blessed us. We're able to pay all of our expenses. Just our television airtime alone is like $1.25 million a month that it takes just to pay the television stations that I'm on around the world. And then you add our staff to it, we have about $2 million a month that we have to come up with, and we give over 50% of our stuff away. In the natural, it can't work, but it does. I've actually talked to ministers who charge for all of their... We put a suggested donation, and we encourage people to give because it's to your benefit. But you know what? A lot of people just request our materials, and we send them out. And I've talked to ministers who have a fixed amount, and if you don't give, you don't get their materials. And I've had many of them come against me and say, this is wrong for you to do this. And we start comparing notes, and I tell them what our average gift per letter is. And I remember this one guy, very well known. If I was to mention their name, you'd know exactly who I'm talking about. His chin nearly hit the table when I told him how much money comes in. And did you know, since that time, they've started giving things away. You know why? Because it works. I know to the natural mind, this doesn't make sense, that if you put first the kingdom of God, it looks like you're going to do without. But the Scripture promises exactly the opposite. That when you put first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, God will cause all of these other things to come unto you. Here's another way of saying it. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10, it says, God gives seed to the sower. This isn't really talking about farming. It's just using that as an illustration. It's the seed is comparable to money. He gives money to people who will sow it, who will give it. He gives seed to sowers. So here's another way of saying it. If you are short of seed, if you're short of money, it's because God doesn't see you as a sower. God sees you as a taker. God sees you as a person who just eats everything that you get. And only if there is, you know, just a superabundance, you might tip God and give God a little bit out of an emotional response every once in a while. But you don't live to give. You give so you can live. The emphasis is all about you. And I know that some of you are watching this and thinking, man, where did you come from? It has to be all about me. If I don't take care of me, who's going to take care of me? God. If you were to put God first, God would supernaturally take care of you. And this is my testimony. I've been doing this since the time I was a little kid. I used to get a dollar allowance. When I was a little kid, I gave the entire whole thing. I don't know how I made it. I didn't have a lot of needs, but I've always given. I don't think I've ever had a dollar come into my hand that I hadn't given off of in my entire life. And I'm talking about times when my wife and I would go 2 and 3 weeks without food. When we had rent due or whatever, we have always put God first. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. I'm saying it to say that as I put first the kingdom of God, God has supernaturally taken care of me. It's my testimony. I'm sticking to it. It works. You're just too late to tell me that this doesn't work. There are some of you watching this saying that can't be so, and yet you're poor, and yet God has taken care of me. I've got a house that's paid for. I've got 3 vehicles that are paid for. Everything I've got is paid for. I'm blessed. I owe no man anything. And some of you are struggling and you are sitting here and arguing with me over this television set. And it's not working for you, and yet you're fighting for your way of life. I'm telling you that this is how the kingdom works. You put first the kingdom of God. You give God the first fruits. You honor the Lord with your first fruits. And you put Him first, and God will cause that prosperity to start taking care of, to flow in your life. God will take care of you, and God will take care of you better than you would take care of yourself. Matter of fact, I've mentioned this, but you know, I started buying other people's cars, not because I was trying to get something, but because I really wanted to bless other people. And even when I needed a car myself, I started blessing other people and buying them cars and giving cars away. And did you know that when I did that, I had a man buy me a van that, I mean, was just over the top. It was tripped out. It had every bell and whistle on it that you could get. I would go and buy things and have them loaded into my van, and people would always comment on this van and say, "Man, where did you get this? You must be very well off." And I said, "It's a gift. Somebody gave it to me." And when people would find out that I was a preacher driving a nice van like this, I had a lot of people look at me and think, "This is wrong. Preachers shouldn't be this nice." And so anyway, I went back to the guy who bought this van to me, and I told him, I said, "It's embarrassing. People think that, you know, it's just wrong for a preacher to be driving something like this." And he made a statement, and he says, "If you aren't embarrassed about the way that God is taking care of you, then you haven't really tapped into God's system." And he began to speak about how God paves his streets with gold. He uses a pearl to make a gate in the New Jerusalem and all of these things. And he says, God, when he takes care of you, he will take care of you in a first-class way. And you know what? It changed my attitude. And I'm telling you, there are some of you that you aren't being taken care of in a first-class way, and it's because you aren't putting God first. You aren't honoring Him, and that means that it is all your responsibility to provide your needs. But when you put first the kingdom of God, God takes over the responsibility of providing your needs. God will take care of you, and God will take care of you in style. Now again, the motive behind your giving isn't giving to get. It ought to be giving because it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And that ought to be your attitude. But then you need to learn to receive so that you can be a bigger giver. I have learned to receive. I do believe for a return on my gifts, not because I am seeking for all of the things that it could give me, but it makes me able to bless people more. I want to be a bigger blessing to people. So I do believe in giving and receiving, but the emphasis ought to be on giving. It ought to be more blessed to give than to receive. And if you will do that with the right heart, if you would truly put first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then God will make all of these other things start working in your life. God will supernaturally do it. I don't know how it works. It just works. You know, I gave this testimony about our house, and even though I had the builder discount the thing 50%, and everything, when it came time to close on that house, we had the electric company, because I'm so far out in the boonies, they were going to charge me $15,000 cash up front to turn the electricity on. And I didn't have it. My builder, not my builder, but the building company, the place where we were buying our materials, heard me talking to my builder and say, "I don't have this $15,000. And he actually put a lien on my house thinking that we were going to default. And did you know that 2 days before our closing, I had an inheritance that had been working for 3 years from an uncle, a distant uncle, come through that was about $20,000, and I was able to pay it. And I mean, the timing was just perfect. God will take care of you. I don't know how He'll do it, but He'll come by it honest. I encourage you to put first the kingdom of God. Today's my last day to teach on this third teaching in our set entitled The Unjust Steward. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please call or write today.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Financial Stewardship is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The third audio teaching in today's series is also available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled The Unjust Steward, free of charge.
Let me remind you that today is our last day to make this third teaching in our six-part set on financial stewardship available. And so anyway, the third teaching in this is available to you today as a gift. We encourage you to get the entire album, but we say that that's available for a gift of any amount. You have to send something to get the entire album. But there are some people who wouldn't even do that. And so we make every individual teaching available one at a time, free of charge, for those who want it that way. So if you want this teaching free of charge, today's our last day to make this third teaching in our six-part set available as a gift to you. So please call or write today.
You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website, where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality, providing a firm foundation for building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers and making disciples who will carry the almost too good to be true news of God's love and grace around the world. Discover how you can help change lives. You can get more information by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College today. Change your life. Change the world.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp May 27th through the 30th and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for a Better Way to Worship Conference June 15th through the 17th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference July 4th through the 8th and in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 4th through the 6th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Could there be a better way to worship? You won't want to miss the first ever Better Way to Worship Conference, June 15th through 17th in Colorado Springs. Live worship with recording artists Don Bowen and Daniel Amstutz, as well as Kent Henry and Angel Garrett, plus local and national praise and worship singers and musicians, and teaching by Andrew Womack and CBC instructors. The first ever Better Way to Worship Conference. Admission is free, but you must register to attend. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org for more information.